Government policy is aimed at ensuring that the consumer organizations be transparent and that information received on different products or services be appropriate, accurate, clear, and with specifications on makeup, quality, price, etc., that are accurate. Now, this can be more efficient if we have public policies that support consumers. The idea is to provide them better tools. This would allow them to defend themselves from abusive trade practices. The efficacy and efficiency when it comes to better using resources is helpful, as well as better better possibility of reaching a goal depends on the generation of mechanisms that allow for better implementation. In 1967, we saw the Federal Law for the Protection of Consumers in Mexico. This sets forth the rights that consumers enjoy, the right to information, education, the right to choose security, quality with regards to goods and services, and to not be discriminated, and to have fair competition. Now, added to this, the Constitution of Mexico in Article 28 frames the protection of consumer rights as a human right. This means that the authorities in the area of their remit have the obligation of providing this, guaranteeing it, guaranteeing the respect for this with a principle of universality, interdependence, indivisibility, and progressivity. With the imminent changes that come with ICT, Mexico has sought to incorporate different activities. This includes the emission of the Mexican norm on the regulation of e-trade. This provides information to consumers. It helps them to identify those businesses online that allow for the safest purchases. Now, Profeco also is working digital matters that offer a labeling, an official label for those provider of goods and services that are providing clear and complete information, providing legal certainty to the consumers. Further, we saw the creation of a website of virtual stores. This allows for the consumer population to know more of the providers that with whom they are, or that are undertaking digital trade or e-trade, and that are working in step with the federal laws on consumer protection. Another tool is direct counsel to the consumer organizations, administrative measures, judicial measures, as well as public fora for the participation of consumers. The ongoing dialogue between government bodies and society is really a call for action. The coordination, cooperation, and collaboration with strategic stakeholders in the protection of consumer rights ensures a balance in the relationship between consumers and producers, and it strengthens institutional bodies. Further, there must be mechanisms that ensure the effective enjoyment of rights. Profeco, in doing this, seeks to provide and ensure the empowerment of the consumer through tools such as the consumer hotline, personalized services. This provides information on the trade behavior of companies, quality studies for the products, as well as technology. There is a magazine for consumers, and this looks at current consumer matters. The consumers can find, for example, service stations, there are gas stations that offer the cheapest fuel. This is one example. This empowers the consumer groups and the public in general. It makes available to them mechanisms for participation that inform government decision making. I thank you kindly.